All right, guys, it is time now for Ask Bitterman. Ask Bitterman. And Bitterman, you're here for these questions, of course, from our audience. And you always have a disclaimer before we give
the
you
disclaimer
the questions.
This ain't finna help nobody, okay? What I'm about to say, ain't nobody finna get no help.
I'm so embarrassed. Because that's what you're supposed to do on this show. Help people.
You ain't finna get nothing out of this. Go ahead, Shannon.
All right. All right, this one's from Stacy in Detroit. Stacy says, I'm a 32-year-old single woman, and I'm dating a man with 4 children. He's been divorced for 6 years, and he told me he was looking for a woman that would accept his children and be a good stepmom. He also said he was dating to get married, so if I wasn't serious, I needed to let him know. We've been together for 9 months, and when he has his kids at home, he expects me to cook, clean, and take care of them. Is this a trial period to see if I can handle the kids, or is he just using me as a babysitter?
what he's looking for is a nanny. That's what he's looking for. He's trying to see if you nanny material.
Nanny
it ain't
material.
Wife. It ain't no soulmate. It's he needs a nanny now. This N-word needs a nanny now, okay? That's what he needs. He needs a nanny, okay?
4 kids. So, 4 kids.
No. 4 kids? No.
You better run for the hills.
Yeah, she's single, no kids, and 32. Yeah. Come on, this
run
is not
a and if he like me, he probably got 4 baby mamas, so no, he needs a nanny.
Oh, you do? That's news. Okay.
I don't have 4 baby mamas. I have 3. Thank you very much. Okay.
All right, listen, we're moving on with Ask Bitterman. Emilio in the Bay Area says, I'm in my mid-50s, and I've had a little work done, okay, here and there. I had an eye lift, I got veneers on my teeth, and I got liposuction on my abdomen and love handles. I'm serious about my looks because I do print modeling. I was dating a woman, and she recently broke up with me because she says I have low self-esteem, and I refuse to grow old gracefully. This is not the case at all. I just believe in keeping my looks so I can keep my paycheck. Should I keep trying to get her back or move on, bitter man?
Here's the problem. This woman does not recognize you anymore. That's the problem. She don't know who the hell you are.
You're unidentifiable.
You know what I mean? You can't leave and then come back looking at somebody, looking like somebody else. This is causing a problem in your relationship because you're a new person. She don't know who the hell you are. You know, that is a problem. You're a new dude. You're a new
this morning when high cheeks come back with low
you know what I mean? You come with flat cheeks, now you got high cheeks, and you more than likely you done bleached your skin. You come back looking like El DeBarge, and you just look like George Wallace. I mean, that will cause a problem in anybody's relationship,
you
okay?
You can't leave the house fat and come back with a six-pack. You can't do that, okay? You can't do that, partner.
So that's the issue, Emilio, okay?
She don't know who he is. She has no idea who he is, right? All right.
Can't leave with a bald spot and come back with a head full of hair. You
full
can't do
head
this,
hair.
Man.
Or vice versa. You can't leave with a head full of hair and come back bald. Sorry, it's going to be wrong.
Hey, this line ain't working. It's me.
Yeah. Whenever you
know
have to go
me
over there, you got to say, it's me. It is me.
All right. We're moving on. Teddy in Charlotte says, I'm 29 years old, and I met a woman on a trip to Jamaica, and she's beautiful and smart and everything I was looking for in a woman. We FaceTime each other all of the time, but it's only when she reaches out to me. When I call her, she always says it's a bad connection, and she planned to come visit me a month ago, but she said something came up, and she never came. I don't know if she's playing me or not, and with the distance, I will never know. Should I do a pop-up trip to Jamaica or break up with her?
Tommy, you want to get some of this? Go ahead, Tommy, get some of this.
Don't, you're going to pop up and scare the hell out yourself. Don't you get the popping around there. I've seen a lot of people try to do some pop-ups and get shut completely down.
But in Jamaica, though, Tommy, booyah-kabooyah.
Nah, boy. No.
Let her go.
What are you doing right here, Bertrand?
Why are you doing here, man? Why are you doing here? You come all this way for nothing. No, you don't. Yes. No. You
your lady came out over here for some relaxation, and I'm going to give it to her.
She got a whole husband at home.
Yeah, you pop up over there, you might get a cap popped in your ass. Don't go over there with that. Do not follow that up. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Leave what's that the alone. Name? What's the name of Dexter St. Jock?
What's a beautiful Eddie girl Murphy, like Dexter you doing on Long Island Island?
No, you right. don't want to pop up, man. Yeah, don't no, do leave it. That alone. Please.
Don't do it, Teddy.
No.
Stay
no,
in
do
Charlotte.
It. Yeah.
All right, so the last one is Clifton in Kentucky. Clifton says, I'm a 29-year-old single male, and I'm trying to get my life together after spending 6 years in jail for petty theft. I had just graduated from college and had a girlfriend when I went to jail. And while I was gone, she had a baby and got married. Her child is 6 years old, and her mom told me that the child is most likely mine. The girl will not let me do a DNA test because she let her husband adopt the child. Do I have any rights on this matter?
Dude, you scot-free from baby troubles. Why the hell are you trying to follow this up?
Him.
You don't have to pay no diapers, nothing. She says it ain't yours. Let it go, dude. Seriously.
Or Jay. Or
dude.
He went to jail for petty theft. Steal your baby back. Go on, steal your baby.
Tommy.
Are you insane right now?
I'm playing.
Steal your baby back.
In other words, I want go steal your baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Baby.
Wow. Well, congratulations on getting your life together, though, Clifton in Kentucky, graduating from college, all of that. Congratulations on that part about.
Yeah. Everybody deserves a second chance, but leave that baby alone. That is me.
Yeah, with that baby. Get your baby back.
Damn so that baby, man.
You know that baby looks just like him, too. All right. Thank you, I think, Bitter Man. Coming up next, the nephew would run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.